Today's guest, Brian Cornell, a established and well-known architect here in the Santa Barbara area. He was last on February 2018 to discuss the State Street Charrette, which is a name I had to learn, ideas to revitalize downtown State Street, even the underpass, and a couple of items today to discuss downtown revitalization of State Street and how does Santa Barbara compare to other coastal towns, and also high-density rental housing for downtown Santa Barbara, and an update on what they're going to do with the State Street underpass. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, architect Brian Cornell.
Thanks, Mark.
Always good to talk to you. I remember you were also on October 2017, so we've been tracking this and very anxious to hear the update. There's been articles about City Council Santa Barbara moving ahead with downtown revitalization recommendations. And I read the article, and it didn't sound like anything terribly new and radical. How would you characterize the revitalization recommendations?
Well, I would agree. There wasn't anything really new there. It just came in the form of a report, which council had obviously engaged the consultant Cosmot to do, and so it had more weight. But interestingly, that one of their key recommendations was certainly to get housing in the downtown. And so that's a good thing. I think that that's part of it. They interestingly said there was too much commercial square footage, too much retail square footage. So there's work to do. The council seemed to be very open to needing to finally once and for all get this going. It's interesting, the Charrette was all over a year and a half ago. So we're, the very things we recommended are now from a consultant, and I think they're going to try to move forward.
Yeah, but your problem was they didn't pay you for your recommendations. When they pay someone,
it wasn't worth as much.
Yeah, when they pay someone for recommendations, they better damn listen to them.
That's
and
right.
Just for everybody who doesn't know the word charrette, define that and tell me what happened a year and a half ago.
Well, it's an old French term when, architecture students back hundreds of years ago would be given a design problem and they had to do it in a charrette or a very short time frame scenario, and they literally would, take a horse-drawn cart down the middle of the street and the students would have to throw their design into the back of the cart to be graded or to be judged by the professors down at the end of the line. But, the idea is that in a very short period of time, you're coming up with big ideas. And that's exactly what we did. We all got together for a day at the Louise Lowry Davis Center and rolled up our sleeves. There were over 70 architects and landscape architects and looked at State Street and talked about what things need to be done to revitalize it.
Now, you mentioned to my guest, Brian Cornell, local architect, Santa Barbara area. You mentioned two things, recommended housing and saying too much retail square footage. A lot of people complain. I don't know how rightly so. I'm not a commercial real estate agent, but they see a lot of for lease signs on State Street. And I don't know how accurate that is in terms of turnover. What are they? There's too much retail. What do they propose to do with the?
Well, I think the one thing is certainly if you have more people that need services, then that creates more of a demand for the retail that you've got. But certainly, let's talk about Macy's. I know that the shopping center group that owns Macy's is going to do some, renovation of it. But one of the speakers at Tuesday night's council meeting, or no, it was Thursday night, actually. They had a special meeting Thursday night, said, gee, we ought to just tear Macy's down and put in an urban park. Well, it's an interesting idea. Somebody would obviously have to buy it, but, there may be ways that you can convert commercial square footage to housing. And that would be, I think, at the heart of what you would do to deal with that situation. It's interesting that, if you go all the way back to the 80s, even the late 70s, there was an impacts of growth study that talked about the fact that we needed to control population. And The reality is in the late 80s, city created Measure E, which reduced commercial square footage with the idea that that would control population within the city. And so Measure E limited commercial square footage just for that purpose. So it's, you know, that history is certainly there. But the reality is, I think we need to get more people living in the downtown to serve that are then served by businesses in the downtown.
And one thing we will get to in a moment is an article where you were quoted quite a bit about the high density rental housing for downtown Santa Barbara, and that was the average unit size density incentive program to allow developers to build more. And we'll get into that in a moment. But to get back, you mentioned Macy's. I have a good friend and a client who's an architect as well, and he focuses more on municipalities and cities and broad design and college campuses all the way around the world. And he started for fun penciling out an idea for Macy's to create an atrium and open up the roof and to build condos. What are the owners of Macy's proposing, if anything?
Well, I don't know. I'm not involved in that. I have heard that they're proposing multiplex theater with like an IMAX. There was apparently part of the proposal was to do a public market at the corner of Chapala and Ortega, and to put a mix of uses in there. But I agree with your friend. I think you drop an atrium in that building and you put in windows and you create residential units on the upper floors. I think it would be a wonderful possible solution. But from what I understand, they're not going in that direction right now.
And the owners, so it's interesting, Macy's is owned separately from the rest of the Paseo Nuevo?
Well, it is. It's actually a long-term lease. The property is owned by the city, so the building was built with a lease, and so the shopping center acquired that lease from Macy's, and so they now effectively own it until that lease is up.
And so the city really doesn't have any sway or say to encourage them to build housing?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what sway the city has. I'd certainly like to see the city encourage them to build housing, but I'm not sure how much ability they have to do that.
Well, why don't we get the mayor on the phone and have a conference call and see if she could get right on this?
Well, I'd love to.
I suppose the city council, they really, I don't know who really has any control or power over what happens here. They get to vote on a lot of things, but it's not like William Randolph Hearst where people could kind of push things through.
Well, but the one thing the city can do is create incentives for people, and that's back to, if I may jump into the question of the high-density housing in the downtown. When the city enacted the average unit density program, they specifically excluded the downtown because there was concern about historic buildings, and it was kind of a last-minute compromise. And there are a lot of people in the community that feel where the AUD density has been placed is not appropriate. There are neighborhoods, as that have been up in arms. There was the big fight about the housing there at the Capital Hardware site on Milpas. But I think everyone has finally reached the place where they agree that if we're going to have density anywhere, it should be in and around the downtown so that people can live close into services and walk to work. And, that's the housing we need. So I think the impetus is finally there to change those rules to allow for a higher density in the downtown. And there was a workshop a couple of weeks ago where the city proposed the zoning changes that they are going to move forward with, and that then creates some additional incentive for people to do things, whether it is, actually add some residential units on top of their building or convert some of the back portions of their building to residential. There's a lot of different ideas.
My guest is Brian Cornell, a local architect who has immersed himself into the State Street makeover, downtown revitalization. He's attended workshops, and we're just mentioning the average unit density incentive program. According to this article, it was approved in 2013, and since then, developers have built 223 rental apartment units. It allows them greater density. Before the program's inception, developers had not built rental apartments in the previous 40 years because of the high cost of land and did not allow the rental projects to pencil out. So that's quite a turnaround. And you're saying now that they're proposing to expand that area for the average unit size density program into the downtown corridor.
To increase the allowable density, that's right, in the downtown corridor. And I think, you know, there's a lot of concern among citizens in Santa Barbara that this housing that's being built for the AUD is not affordable. And, you know, they want to see more affordable, and that's what we need. We need units that are affordable to the workforce, and I couldn't agree more with that. But it's very challenging for any developer to take the risk and deal with the long approval process in the city to get these projects approved. And I don't think it's completely fair that we can expect a lot of affordable housing. But the important thing here is just what you said. For the first time, we finally have for-rent housing. Before, all we were getting was multi-million-dollar condos, and now there are people that are moving into these projects. We've got one of them right there on the corner of Anacapa and Ortega, right next to the Paradise Cafe. That's going to be 30 apartment units, and they are going to rent to people that work at, you know, businesses like Sonos and the new Amazon that's going in at State and Carrillo. And that's the kind of housing that we need.
So Macy's, the leaseholder of Macy's, has not proposed housing. But, of course, maybe what you're saying is even with the current zoning laws, it wouldn't allow it. So they would have to apply for a conditional use permit, or maybe this expands into it.
Well, no, the housing laws would allow housing there, but unfortunately the allowable density would be such that it may not make economic sense. In other words, the more units that they could put in the Macy's building, the more it might make economic sense to do that.
Thank you. That clarifies it. So getting back to what you said earlier, the city can't force people to do anything, but they can incentivize that.
That's exactly right. I mean, an example of this, Mark, is the Saks building. We actually were involved in the remodel of that for this company that is an Amazon-owned company, but it's a high-tech company. And the owner of the building wanted to consider a higher density housing, and we would have needed to get a zoning amendment in order to do that. And finally, he was presented with the offer from Amazon, and it just made more sense to fill it with office type use rather than go through the struggle of trying to get it changed, you know, in terms of the zoning. But there you had an example of a developer who would have been willing to do housing in that building if the allowable density had been great enough to make it pencil out.
And
he would have
considered that. And just for clarification on the radio, you did not say the Saks building. You said the Saks. Saks Fifth Avenue.
That's correct. But
you got to be careful, you know. my guest, Brian Cornell, a local Santa Barbara architect, and I was so disappointed that the off Saks Fifth Avenue went away. That was a great store. And so it's not being leased directly. Can you tell us what exactly is going to be there?
Well, it is. It's actually a company that was located in Goleta. I don't have their exact name right now. That was bought by Amazon.
Oh,
and so they are relocating their facility into the downtown. And you know, one of the things that I think is really good for downtown is the idea that a lot of these high tech companies want to be in urban centers. They no longer want to be out in the, you know, tilt up buildings in places like Goleta or, you know, business parks. You know, the trend nationally is that these companies want to be closer into the downtown.
And hopefully they would then have rentals or condos that were affordable so that their people can walk to work.
Exactly. And that is, you know, that is the sustainable model for cities, is that you have, you know, compact downtowns that where there are people living, working, you know, they're either using the stores and the places to, you know, entertain, and there's activity, and it's a compact situation where people aren't driving 20 miles to go to work.
And of course, you know, in theory and design, it makes sense, but then you get pushback from people who don't want change and don't want the density and don't want views blocked. And, you know what? Let's take a commercial break and come back and find out for Brian what he's seeing in terms of the pushback and what people want, don't want. I want to ask him if anything happened with the State Street underpass. And we'll continue our conversation with Santa Barbara's architect of the day, Brian Cornell. You weren't in the Army or anything. I mean, if you became a colonel.
Colonel.
That would have been Colonel Cornell. That would have been very, very confusing.
Like Major from Catch 22.
Right. I remember that. Stay tuned unless you've got something better to do.